They were doing that song. Jesus does make darkness tremble and leave. Speak his name tonight. Say his name. Say Jesus. Jesus. Because when you say that, darkness, fear, discouragement, depression, a loss of hope, it has to go. I know I'm speaking to somebody tonight. I can sense it in my heart right now. Come on, I want to pray for you. If that pertains to you tonight, musicians, just play that lightly in the background. I believe God's going to give somebody a breakthrough. Before I even declare anything, speak from the Bible tonight, share the word of the Lord, I believe he's going to touch somebody right now. Wouldn't it be great for you to go from this point on free, with hope? Just let God rekindle the dream back in you. I know I may be talking to someone, you think, how can I dream again? I've lost everything. God's going to turn it around. We've been saying that for a couple weeks now. He's going to turn it around. Come on, just open up your heart to him right now as I pray. Father, Lord, as I pray for my friends tonight, Lord, as we say the name of Jesus, darkness flees. I speak that over somebody tonight, over many tonight, in the name of Jesus. I pray your peace. I pray your life. I pray that they will know your love, and I ask it in the name of Jesus. Come on, say amen with me. Thank you, musicians and incredible singers tonight. I'm so glad to see you tonight. I'm so glad that you're with us. And if you would you share this on your Facebook page? Create a little watch party. We're only going to be a few minutes together tonight, but I believe that what we're going to share with you is going to really help and inspire and encourage you. And just cause you to go the distance, even in the middle of this time. I want to encourage you, if you've never gotten a text from us, if you'll text the word CONNECT to 585-487-8100. Text that, and then you'll be updated on the latest information that's going on and how things in the world, in our society, they're changing like all the time. And if you need a Bible, if you don't have a Bible, just send a message. We've got people that are monitoring all the comments there. We'll get you one way or the other. I've asked Pastor Aaron and Pastor Ryan to come up again tonight and share. So, Pastor Aaron, come on up.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're doing well tonight in your homes. We can't wait to, again, just connect with you in person. But for now, we're thankful for this opportunity to be able to connect this way. Yesterday, I was scrolling through Instagram, and I found this story, and when I listened to it, I was like, it really resonated in my heart and my spirit, and it was something that I really needed to hear at the time, so I actually wanted to share it with you tonight. It's a story about a young priest named John Kavanaugh, who was desperate to discover his purpose and direction in life, and so he decided to pack up his things and move to Calcutta for a year of prayer and ministry work. And while he was there, he met Mother Teresa. And so having this opportunity to meet Mother Teresa, he went up to her and he said, I need you to pray for me that I would have more clarity for my life. And she looked back at him, and the story says that she refused to pray that prayer for him. She said, clarity is the last thing you are clinging to and must let go of. I have never had clarity, but what I have always had is trust. So I will pray that you trust God. And man, I heard that story and I was like, wow, that's amazing. Because how many times do we pray that prayer? Which it's not a bad prayer to pray, right? Especially during this time. I'm sure many of us have said, God, give me clarity. Give me clear direction. Give me clear vision of where you want me to go, what you want me to do at this time. It's not a bad thing to be praying. However, do you ever notice that during the times that you want the most clarity, you actually need the most faith and trust in God to move forward? One of my favorite scriptures, one of the first scriptures I ever learned, was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. And then what? He will direct your path. He will give you that clear direction. He will give you that clear vision. When we trust, we lean not on what we can see. And when we seek him in everything, that's when you're going to have clarity. That's when you're going to have true vision, is when you're trusting and having faith in God that he is who he is, says he is, and he's going to do what he says he can do. So my prayer for us tonight is that we learn to really trust him during this time. We really lean into him with our faith, and we pray that we have God's vision for our life, not what our very own eyes can see. Amen. Pastor Ryan.
Man, that was great, wasn't it? Hit a like, say amen, Pastor Aaron. Thank you so much. Hey, I want to say a big thank you to those that make it happen every single service here. Mo, Zach, Ben up in the sound booth. Those of you that open the door, make it all happen all week long. And those serving next door. Listen, I just want to remind you, next door of the food pantry, 52 weeks a year of giving, serving, and ministering to the community. Food every single week. Thursdays, they give food out every Saturday, all throughout the years, every holiday of the year. They are blessing people. There's never a pause over there. There's food there this Saturday. So pop in there, and thank you so much for those serving. I want to read you something, and I've just been asking the Lord, as I pray that you have been asking the Lord, to really speak to your heart during this season. Don't just miss this time. Don't miss this season of preparation. I shared a scripture with you from Deuteronomy that in its season that rain comes. But there is a season for plowing and really spending time to work ground up. And the ground right now is our hearts. It's our spirits. It's our minds. So I encourage you during this time, take this time of preparation, because God's preparing you for a season and a time where you're going to see growth. You're going to see germination in the fields right now. But it's not only in the fields, but you're going to see it in your heart and your spirit. But I want to read this to you. It's out of Habakkuk 2, verse 2. And it says, the Lord said to me, and anytime I hear that in the scripture, I listen because I want to know what he's saying to me. His voice speaks through eternity. When he says the Lord speaks, he's speaking to you and I as well. And he says this, write my answer on a billboard. This is the Living Bible translation. And I love this. It says, write my answer on a billboard loud and clear so everyone can read it at a glance and rush to tell others. In another version, it says, write the vision and make it plain and let them that read it run thereby. And what Habakkuk is saying here is he's saying, you need to write down what you see God doing in your future. You know, I don't see any people in here tonight. I don't see this robust movement in here tonight, but I'm telling you, I'm writing down what I see in my spirit, what I see in my heart, what I'm visioning for my family, what I'm visioning for this church, what I'm visioning for my wife, for my family, for my children. I'm not going to sit idly by during this time and throw the time aside and just pray that it passes by all the quicker. I'm going to take time to write down some visions that God is placing in my heart and in my spirit, because I know that the rain is coming, that God is going to bring those things that are desires in my heart and in my spirit. But it says here, you got to write it down. The next thing he says is this, but these things I plan won't happen right away. And I just want to speak this to you. I just want to speak it to a young man, to a young woman, to a child somewhere, that you've been dreaming, you've written some things down, you've listened, you've learned, you've been paying attention, and you've been sitting idly aside, and you've been saying, why isn't this happening? But the word of the Lord says to you tonight, it's not going to happen in the time frame that you think it should. It's not going to happen the way you see it to happen. It's not going to come. It's not going to germinate the way you thought it is. But God in heaven, a God in heaven, a God that rules the universe, is making plans for you and I. And then it goes on to say this, and I love this. Slowly, steadily, and surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. And I receive that word over my life. If you receive that, just type in the comments. I receive that word in my home. And then it says this, The time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. It seems slow. It seems like it's not coming fast enough, but it says, don't despair. And that's the last thing I want to tell you tonight. You've been despairing. You've had in your heart, the enemy has sown despair and discouragement and depression into your heart and into your spirit. But I speak to your heart tonight. I speak to your spouse tonight. I speak to your husband. I speak to your wife tonight. I speak to your home tonight. Don't despair. Lift up your head unto heaven where your help comes from. Your help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and in earth. I love you. The church loves you. City Church loves you. God bless you and welcome your pastor tonight.
Woo. I think the boy can preach. What do you think? Thank you, Pastor Ryan. Thank you, Pastor Aaron. Incredible words tonight. Hey, I just want to reiterate again what Pastor Ryan said about the food pantry. Thursdays, they're open today. Incredibly busy. We've been doing that, I think, now feeding people in our community for 22 years. And so Thursdays from 11 to 1, Saturdays 10 to noon. But if you're in need in between that time, you contact us. You send us a message. We'll get it to you, and we'll help you. If you need a Bible, I want you to just send a little comment in the comment section, and we will get one of those to you as well. We're making preparations here to be doing Palm Sunday, Maundy, Thursday. It's an incredible, important day. I'll talk to you about it on next Thursday. Good Friday, we're going to share communion together. So I want to encourage you to prepare now to get the bread and the cup together. Don't worry if you don't do it perfect. God knows our heart. And we're going to share that together on Good Friday. And then incredible Easter Sunday, 8:30, 10, and noon, we'll be together. And I believe that God is going to do something great. We're not going to meet in a building, but the church is meeting. And we want you to be a great part of that. I just want to share just a couple verses with you tonight. I want to encourage you. In 1 John 4:18, the scripture says, there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Fear is a tormentor. Fear will get inside of you, and you'll know when it's coming. And you'll know when it's happening to you, because it just starts stirring inside of you. You don't even know where it's coming from. You don't know why you're going through that, but it's a torment. It will cause you to say and to act out. It'll make you physically sick to your stomach. Fear has torment. But love, perfect love, it pushes that out of the way. Fear and faith come the same way. Faith, the Bible says, cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Fear comes by hearing as well, by a negative word, by watching too much news, by getting caught up in, there's so much speculation. And please, do not go down that rabbit trail. Let me give you a trail to go down. He who cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith will bring hope to you. Faith will bring life to you. Faith will bring future to you. I'm not telling you to shirk and turn your face in reality. We got to face it, and we are. We're dealing with it. We're making changes and decisions on a regular basis, as I'm sure many of you are. But you cannot let fear wrap its ugly hand around you and create torment in your life. You've got to begin to say things like what God says. If God be for me, who can be against me? You got to begin to believe that he is with you and will never leave you nor forsake you. And that when we love, that fear goes away. I want to encourage somebody tonight. I did a little live video earlier this afternoon, and I really sensed in my heart that somebody was connecting. This is a moment in your life where you can love more. This is a moment in your life where you can cast off some of the old ways that maybe you've been grown to adapt. Let them go. Begin to love. Begin to forgive. Let's not wait until the bottom falls out of our lives to come to this conclusion. Let's do it now. And remember what God has done for us. I want to just take a couple moments, and I want to encourage you not to forget the wonder of God. In Psalm 40, verse 5, it says, "Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done." And then he says, "If I would declare and speak of them, they're more than I could even number." You know, that's the reality, that God has done so many wonderful works. He's done so many good things in my life that if I begin to write them all down, I wouldn't have enough paper. I wouldn't have, what's the word on the computer? I wouldn't have enough megabytes or mega something. I couldn't keep track of it all. And see, when we trust in the Lord and when we make a decision, we are not going to forget the wonderful works that God has done. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to remind ourselves of it. We're going to remind our family of it. We're going to talk about what he's done for us, what he has done, the times that he's brought us through. He's lifted us up. The times that he's rescued us when we've made a mess of our lives. And I'm telling you what, if you don't think you've ever been there, can I just help you right now? Adjust the halo, get with real life, because everyone, the Bible says, have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You and I, neither one of us are perfect. We need the help of God. And he's displayed his wonder to you. He's helped you. He helped the Israelites, but they lost the wonder of God. Solomon, he had the gift of making money like nobody else ever. And you know what he said? He says, life is meaningless because he lost the wonder of God. The Church of Laodicea, established in the shadow of the cross and forged in the fire of the first century Christian, yet God rebukes them in Revelation chapter 3 because they forgot. Can I encourage you tonight, in the moment of what we're going through in our lives right now, not to forget the great things that God has done for you and I? We can lose the wonder that God has given in our families, in our homes, in our church, in our marriages, in our finances. And I know some of you, you're going through it in one of those areas of your life. Come on, God's helped you before. He can help you again. How do I keep it alive? You got to keep on believing that it can be new every single day of your life. 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are gone." This is a daily experience. If any man be in Christ, he is a new, brand new creature. Old things are gone, and behold, he makes everything brand new. Can I tell you tonight that God is taking away the old, and he's creating something new. He even says it in the Old Testament in Isaiah 43:18. "Don't remember the former things, nor consider the things of old." He said, "Behold, I am going to do something brand new." And he goes on to say, "The likes of what you can't even imagine." He said, "I'll make a road in the wilderness. I'll make a river in the desert." Some of you are in a dry place right now. You think, where is God when I need him? I'll tell you where he is. He's right there. He's creating that river for you in the middle of the desert place. Lamentations 3:22, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. And a friend of mine just says, "I'm just going through it today, so I'm going to go to bed." I go, "Why?" "Because life is going to start brand new in the morning." I like that. That's true. That's God. And if we can continue to hope in him, he's going to help us through these things in our lives and never allow the old to wear off in our lives. I was talking to two that I think are two of the greatest spiritual giants, not only in the nation, but maybe in the world. And that would be Pastor Tommy Reed and then Pastor Tommy Barnett yesterday. And these men are in their mid-80s. They've seen everything. I talked to Pastor Tommy Barnett, who has just pastored one of the fastest growing, largest churches in the nation for decades now. Now his son is pastoring that church. He said, "Marty, there's a man 84, 85. He says, "I remember when I was 13 years old, my dad had a church in Kansas City. And a flood came and washed the church away, washed the parsonage away. They had six or seven buses. He said they washed them away, and they never found them. He said, we begin to have church in the park. And then we got enough money to have church, and we build a basement. We had church in the basement. And then we got enough money to build a building on top of the basement and start having church in the building. He said, then somebody came from the community. They put a bomb in it, and they blew it apart. He said, then the Masons let us have church there. He said, we build another church. He said, my dad passed away, and he said, I moved on to Iowa. And he said, I heard a couple years after that that a tornado came and blew the building away. But he said, you know what happened, Marty? He said, they build up again. He said, that's who God is. He takes broken things and brings life to them. I hope I'm talking to somebody tonight. I hope you're remembering this. You got to celebrate God's victories in your life. You got to make sure that you know that he is with you and that he's helping you. Psalm 145, I will extol you, my God, my King, and I'll bless your name forever every day. Not once a week, not twice a week, not when you feel like it. Every day, I'll get up in the morning, I'll read the Word of God, I'll pray, I'll turn on worship music. I don't care what anybody thinks I look like. I'm going to worship in my home. I'm going to connect with God every day. He said, I'll meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty, your wondrous works. He said, I'll speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. Don't lose the wonder of God. Right in the middle of coronavirus. And I'm going to tell you something. I felt this on my heart. I was praying today, and I could see and I could sense in my heart, and I've heard others say this, there is a groundswell of prayer like never before in the world that is arising and is going to push this thing out of our way. When it happens, hear me right now. I want you to look into my eyes. Don't you forget what God has done for you in this season. Don't you do it. Don't you go back to who you were and what you used to do. This is a new season. God's hitting a reset button in every one of our lives. You don't have to go back to the way you used to be. You got to, by not losing the wonder of God, you got to learn to take the limits off your life. Stop settling. Stop it. Don't lose the amazement and the wonder of what God has done and what he can do. Stop giving in to that low living and that low life. Did you know when you forgive somebody, you remove a limit off of your life? Do I need to say that one more time? I don't think you heard me. That when you forgive, you remove limits off of your life. When you pray, God removes limits off your life. I love what Ryan was talking about, that scripture in Habakkuk 2. Write the vision and then wait for it. It shall surely come. Take those limits off of your life and begin to trust God like you've never trusted him before. I want to pray for you tonight. I want to believe God for you to do something great. Come, Debbie, come on up. I want you to step out of the comfort zone. Step into the wonder zone. The God zone. The zone where he can do something so beyond where you are now that you can't believe it. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for the vulnerable tonight. I want to pray for the elderly. I want to pray for those who are struggling with isolation. I want to pray for those who are at risk. I've gotten so many messages. I've talked to people all over the country this week. I've talked to people in, messaged me from Indonesia, from Armenia, from two people from Italy. They're struggling in Italy, one of the hardest hit places in the whole world. Africa, Hawaii. God's not any respecter of a place or a person. He loves you. He cares for you. If you're one of those that I just mentioned, my heart goes out to you right now. And I'm going to believe God for something beautiful in your life. Will you pray with me tonight? I want to pray for you. Before I do that, I want to pray for those who have never given their lives to Christ. Hey, as I said earlier today, what have you got to lose? What do you got to lose? What are you afraid of? That you'll make a mistake? You need him in your life tonight. I want to pray for you to receive Christ. And I'm going to pray for that other group of people, the elderly, the vulnerable, the isolated, the ones who are gripped with fear. He's going to help you tonight. You want Christ to be a part of your life? Say this with me. Say, Jesus. Come on, say it out loud. Say, Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of every mistake I've ever done. I ask you to be my Lord and my Savior. Father, for each one that has prayed that prayer tonight, I pray strength, I pray hope, I pray the power of God to be a part of their lives. I pray for those now who are struggling in their lives, the elderly, the isolated, the vulnerable, those who are at risk. I pray for that person that you're in a household tonight and you're afraid that somebody's going to hurt you. I pray a hedge of protection around your life. No evil to come near you tonight. None. None. Cry out. Call his name. Say, Jesus. Call his name. Lord, help them now, I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, and everybody said amen. I love you. I'm going to close out tonight with a song together. Hey, if you gave your heart to Christ, just put a little notation down in the comment section. We just want to pray with you, want to help you, want to be a part of your life. God's got something great for you. Guys.
Oh, what a Savior. Isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. Sing it with us. Oh, bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. Oh, what a Savior. Isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. Bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was born with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was born with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
I'm so thankful for the blood of Jesus. He shed his blood at Calvary's cross for you and I, that we might know him and live for him and have him live with us. He'll walk through with you through this. He'll stay by your side. He'll help you. I just want to say thank you for being a part. I want to tell all of those, there's many of you that have been faithful in giving. This is a time for all of us. And I want to just encourage you. You can go to thecitychurch.com. There's a a give page there. You can give secure. If you have the PushPay app, you can do that. You can use that. You can download it. It's real easy. Go to the App Store. Find somebody that's under 18 years old that'll help you to know how to do it if you don't know how. Or you can text The City Church NY to 77977. I don't know that number by heart now. I use it myself all the time. Or you can mail to The City Church, 210 East Main Street, Batavia, New York, 14020. I love you. I miss you. I can't wait to... I'm going to squeeze some of you so hard. Now, I won't squeeze you too hard. But I do love you. I care for you. I thank God for you. Bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Go in His peace. We do life together. I'll see you real soon.